across the south.
Thanks, Dav. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Monday, the 28th of April. There's a warning of gales in Trafalgar. The general synopsis at midnight. High White, 1,027, expected Humber, 1,028 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cirra, south at Cirra. Southwesterly 4 to 6, veering westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromarty. Southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. 4th, Tyne Dogger. Southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, mainly fair. Good. Fisher, southwest 4 to 6, veering northwest 3 to 5. Fair, good. German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, White. Variable 2 to 4. Fair, moderate or good. Portland, Plymouth. East 3 to 5. Fair, moderate or good. Biscay, easterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south, mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate. Southwest Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4, showers later, good. Northeast Fitzroy, Seoul, southeasterly, backing easterly later, 2 to 4, fair, good. Lundy, Fastnet, southeast 2 to 4, backing east 3 to 5, fair, good, occasionally poor in Lundy. Irish Sea, southwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Shannon, south, backing southeast, 4 to 6, fair, good. Rockall, cyclonic, becoming southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in south, rain at times, moderate or good. Malin, southwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, occasional rain until later, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, cyclonic 3 to 5, occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Bailey, westerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, becoming variable later in south but increasing 5 later in northwest. Showers then rain later, moderate or good. Fair Isle West, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Faroes west 3 to 5, backing southwest 2 to 4, showers good. Southeast Iceland, westerly backing southwesterly 3 to 5, showers, fog patches in north, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in north. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southwest by south, 4, heavy drizzle, 1 mile, 1018 rising slowly. Stornoway, west-southwest, 2, slight rain, 6 miles, 1,015 rising more slowly. Lerwick, southwest by west, 6, mist, 1 mile, 1,012 rising slowly. Lucas, northwest, 1, 14 miles, 1,020 rising slowly. Bridlington, west by south, 2, 1,024 rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east-southeast, 1, 2 miles, 1,026. Jersey, east, 3, mist, 2 miles, 1,026, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east by north, 3, 2 miles, 1,026. Scilly Automatic, southeast by south, 3, 8 miles, 1,025, falling slowly. Valentia, south, 3, 6 miles, 1,021, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, south-southwest, 4, 4 miles, 1,023, rising slowly. And Malin Head, south-southwest, 4, 14 miles, 1,019, rising slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, strong winds and rain in the northwest will eventually clear northwest of Scotland on Monday, as a ridge of high pressure in the south builds northwards. High pressure will then dominate across all parts on Tuesday, albeit with a freshening easterly breeze later in the English Channel. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. South or southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less for a time. Occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches in northwest. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in northwest. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain in north, good, occasionally moderate in north. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwest becoming variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest becoming variable 2 to 4, fair, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Variable 3 or less, becoming easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4. Mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable 3 or less, becoming east 2 to 4. Fair, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 3 or less at first in east, otherwise easterly or southeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later in west. Fair, moderate or good. Land's End, St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 3 or less at first in Bristol Channel, otherwise easterly or southeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in west. Fair, good, occasionally moderate. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. South or southeast, becoming variable, then east later 2 to 4. Fair, moderate or good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. South or southwest 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Fog patches in north. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in north. Isle of Man. South or southwest 3 or 4, backing south or southeast 3 or less, becoming variable later. Fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. South or southwest 3 or 4, backing east or southeast 3 to 5. Mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor in east. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor in North Channel. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in north, backing southeasterly 3 to 5. Occasional rain or drizzle at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Variable 3 or less at first in north, otherwise southerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, decreasing 2 to 4 later. Rain or drizzle and fog patches, moderate, occasionally very poor. And Shetland Isles, west backing south or southwest later 3 to 5. Occasional rain, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now on BBC Radio 4, it's time for Prayer for the Day with Michael Kelly.
Good morning. The County Monaghan poet Paddy Kavanagh wrote that God is in the bits and pieces of every day, a kiss here and a laugh again and sometimes tears. A deeply rooted man, Kavanagh had no time for a spirituality that didn't deal with the reality of life as it is. His poems reflect a deep connectedness with the people and places that make up life, what we call in the Irish language, cheergra, a love of where you're from. When I was younger, this wasn't something that I could identify with. My life always seemed to be defined more by where I was going rather than where I was from. And that's no bad thing. We all need to explore the world in all its richness and diversity, Low-cost air travel has opened the entire world to us in a way that was unimaginable to previous generations who often lived and died in the same place. Maybe for me it was only in leaving the small rural place where I am from that I was able to rediscover it again. There is a bit of a paradox in life. It is only in going away that we can come back. It is only in missing things that we can discover them anew. T.S. Eliot wrote that the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we started and know the place for the first time. So this morning, I pray for fresh eyes with which to see the world and for a fresh appreciation that I may have the openness to embrace a kiss here, a laugh there, and yes, sometimes even to the tears. Amen.
That was Prayer for the Day with Michael Kelly. Now on BBC Radio 4, Farming Today with Charlotte Smith.
Hello. Today, why this year's spring flush is causing problems.
Easter's particularly late. That means that it has landed at the same time as that good grass growth. Secondly, the two bank holidays, they change consumer buying habits. So it does mean that demand alters slightly. Some factories were unable to process all of the milk that they received.
More on that later. First, though, a couple who ran an organic dairy farm in Nottinghamshire for decades have swapped their dairy cows for trees. Deborah and Tom Willoughby have started an agroforestry project which qualifies for government funding. They say planting crops alongside fruit and nut trees now makes sense for their finances and for the environment, as the BBC East Midlands environment correspondent